This next story is about two very different visions of how we should use land in the American West. Out on the Great Plains of Montana, conservationists and tribes want to rewind the clock and return wild bison to the shortgrass prairie. But cowboys and ranchers say if that happens, their way of life, their very culture, will disappear. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
I meet Mark Azure at his kitchen table on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation in Montana. He's an Iraq war veteran with glasses and a pockmarked face, and he says round here in Indian country,
well, I don't think anybody's had it tougher than we have.
Outside his window, the reservation sprawls across a cold, snow-covered prairie. It's home to a substandard health care center, a few stray dogs, and a highway. Descendants of white settlers drive past in pickup trucks on their way to towns like Haver or Great Falls.
I don't think they really stop and visit and want to understand. You know, it's kind of like two different cultures trying to coexist, and it hasn't always turned out well.
Azure says before those white settlers arrived, all that land was Nakota, Grovant, and Blackfeet territory. Unplowed. A sea of blue gramma grasses and June grasses dotted with massive herds of wild bison.
Buffalo will go way out and use all of the land and then come back to wherever the water is.
The tribes hunted those bison, using the hide for coats, the stomach as a big pot, and the meat to fuel their people. But then the U.S. Army and European settlers swept across the northern Great Plains in the 19th century. They spilled indigenous and bison blood to take those lands, nearly eradicating the animal in a concerted effort to destroy the food source for tribes.
Thank God they didn't. I think they tried both buffalo and Indians, and neither one was successful. So we're both still here.
But a new version of the land was born from those white settlers. One that saw the northern Great Plains as an engine for America, molding the earth and fueling this country with oil, coal, and cattle.
We got to provide food for the world.
That's rancher Alex Bellmeyer. I meet him during a public meeting at an old junior high school gym in Malta, Montana. He's wearing a white cowboy hat with a wind-burnt face, and his family's ran cattle on the short grass prairie near Malta for more than a century.
And it's a tough life, right, being a rancher?
Well, it's a lot of work. It keeps us busy, but it's a good lifestyle.
And ranching is what makes Malta tick. Bellmeyer says without it, this town would just be a brown smudge along the Amtrak line between Chicago and Seattle. Ranchers buy 50-cent coffee at the roadside diner, they get their gas at the local Conoco, and most of their kids go to the Malta school district.
Ranchers and farmers keep the place going.
But over the past few decades, America has drifted away from its agricultural roots, and now there are new folks coming to the Great Plains with a new vision of the land. They're called the American Prairie Reserve, and for the past two decades, they've bought up ranches around Malta, kicked out the cattle, and replaced them with wild bison. Their goal is to turn back time and create one of the largest private nature preserves in the country. Damian Austin helps run ground operations.
We're just looking for a small piece of land in reality to try to preserve an ecosystem.
And that ecosystem includes a massive herd of wild bison and eventually wolves and grizzly bears. There's also luxury camping, bison hunting, and hiking trails for the urban tourist. The reserve controls around 500,000 acres now, but it wants to buy more ranch land. And this horrifies cattlemen like Alex Bellmeyer and Ed Butcher.
If you have nothing but wild bison and antelope, then you might as well take the town out.
They're destroying not just a way of life, they're destroying a very vital economic base, which is a foundation of an entire America.
The Fort Belknap Indian Reservation sees things differently and is embracing the new vision. They've been working to return bison to the landscape themselves for a few decades now. And Mark Azure of the Nakota tribe doesn't have a lot of sympathy for ranchers.
Welcome to the club.
He says they don't have to sell their land if they don't want to.
You know, we weren't given an option. You know, it was kill the Indian, save the man. You know, and how did they do that? Through wiping out as many of those buffalo as they could.
And now those buffalo are returning to the short grass prairie, surrounded by fences, ranches, and a new old vision of the land. One that comes after the plow, the cattle, and the coal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Malta, Montana.